Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? And sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Cosmic Channels. Just before this show kicks off, I just wanted to let everyone know Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is when we record these lives. You can watch them on YouTube or Twitch for now. Just search up Cosmic Channels. This episode, unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties. I hate to start the new, as some people have been calling it, the CCR, the Cosmic Channels revival, off on a bad foot. But I've lost the audio for this, so I had to use the YouTube backup audio. It's not ideal, but I think it's more important that the spirit of Cosmic Channels is back, baby. So with that, sit back and enjoy the show. And if you feel like calling, you know the line, 1-833-703-0424, Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Cosmic Lines are open. Enjoy the show. Okay, the Cosmic Lines are now open. Oh my God, just as we were getting started there, absolute meltdown. Everything came flying apart. I had to do a quick restart. So thank you for those who are just joining. Thank you to those that are stuck with the show. We're going to try this one last kick of the can here, third try. So if you like this show, it's going to be totally fan driven. So, I want your input. I want your stories, obviously. Let's grow this thing and let's see what we can do. I'm pretty committed to doing 100, and hopefully we can grow this thing and make it worthwhile to, maybe bring some other guests back on, some former hosts. Anyways, I'm Braden. This is Cosmic Channels. The lines are open and we already have a call on the line. Welcome to Cosmic Channels. You're on the line. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Hillbilly from Discord. I am from Northern Illinois.
Woo! How's it going there today?
Good, man. How are you?
Excellent, man. Excited to be bringing Cosmic Channels back and listen to your stories. So I think I've got... I was running... If you were watching the stream, I was running into some serious fucking technical difficulties, but I think I've got it sorted out now. So we're good. What's your call about? What's your story?
I have two different things. One's really short. One's a urban myth by locally. First one's a minor little ghost story. The second one is, like I said, an urban myth called Munger Road.
All right, let's hear it.
So Munger Road is, there's a road out by me where I grew up. there's train tracks that run on it. It's just a road that runs between the forest reserve. And if you park on the train tracks, turn off your lights, supposedly like a ghost train comes up to you, and then you'll see handprints on the back of your windshield and your car will move.
Like your car, if you're parked?
Mm-hmm. You put it in neutral.
Yeah, you put. Yeah. Okay. So you put it in neutral, and you will see like the ghostly prints, and some like a some ghost of some linebacker just starts pushing your car.
Right. Yeah. That was the myth, and I've tried it a bunch of times. It never worked for me. But
interesting. And where exactly is that Munger Road?
Munger Road, Wayne, Illinois.
Munger Road, Wayne, Illinois.
They. So, someone local made a movie called Munger Road. I think I never watched it, but I think part of it is in there. But I think I know the movie has to do with like some other stuff. So,
okay. Well, cool. If anyone else has ever heard of that or had an experience, I want to know. Let me know. Call in. What's your other story?
Oh, well, my other story real quick was just a little ghost story. I didn't actually see an apparition. Right after my dog died when I was a kid, my bedroom door was open and no windows were open and everybody was asleep and my door just slammed shut by itself. Freaked me out.
Just any windows open? Like any chance of that? This is just draft action kind of thing? You know what I mean?
No windows open. Everybody else's doors were shut. It was in like the middle of the night. My door just slammed shut by itself.
Any animals?
No, my dog just died.
Okay, well, sorry to hear that. But you know,
I was a child, Braden.
Yeah, I'm trying to suss it out to be like, you know, could there be an explanation in the house, or is this like a truly like just weird event for you?
Truly weird event. The only time anything ever happened in my house. It was like the night after my dog died. It was just crazy. I think it was the dog saying like goodbye.
Yeah, and nothing else that ever happened in the house?
No, nothing.
Just weird. Maybe like just a door closing, like that's it's closing door on a chapter there.
Right, yeah, that's what I was thinking. But yeah, that's all I got. I don't want to take up the lines.
Beauty. Well, you had lots of
time. I got to go back into the toddler. So,
oh yeah.
Love you guys. Love the show. Thank you for bringing Cosmic Channels back. And yeah, man.
Thanks for coming on and sharing your story. So we got a phantom ghost door close. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, take care of yourself.
Be in Discord.
Yeah, we'll do, buddy. All right, just like that, the Cosmic Lines are back open. So, again, this is totally fan-driven, so I want to hear all your guys' stories, all your guys' input and stuff. I want to work on this show. I'm going to reinvest every dollar into it to make it better so we can get a hold line and stuff like that. But we got another call on the line, as you can hear. Cosmic Channels.
Hi there.
How's it going? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Frank, and I'm calling from York, Pennsylvania.
Woo! How's it going?
It's going all right. I can't believe I finally made it on here after failing like five other times on different Cosmic Channels.
Well, and then we canceled it for a while, so you're like, God damn.
Yeah, I know. I had time finally, and then you all canceled it.
Yeah, so it's, well, hopefully this time works. Are you're East Coast time?
Yep.
Yeah, see, so hopefully the a little bit earlier starts on Thursday is a little easier for East Coasters to jump on there.
Yeah, it also helps I took off work tomorrow, so lucky me.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully not just to make a call. Hopefully it's a, you know.
No, definitely not, yeah. But this is just a bonus.
Yeah. And where do you work?
I work at a manufacturing plant and purchasing. That's the most
Frank's
I should
faking
be
sick. Frank's faking sick. Just kidding. What's your story you're calling about?
So this is actually a ghost story from my dad.
Oh, right on.
So, back in 2020, when the census was going on and stuff, my dad, who's retired, took a part-time job with the census. And because they are not a permanent thing, because it's every 10 years, they typically rent out older buildings to do all the census work and whatnot. And, they rented out, in one of the cities near us, the old mental asylum, which is also a morgue. And it was, I think it was three or four floors, but they only worked out of the first floor. They had to have IT called one day to work on something in the winter. And IT came, did their job, and then their car broke down. So they did the kind thing, and they offered for them to stay inside during the, well, they waited for the car and told them they should probably stick to the first level because that's where everyone is. But if they want to explore the rest of the place, they were allowed to. And there were stories that in the higher floors, people would hear things and see things. And the two IT people decided to go up to the top floor and just hang out there. And I guess like it was 15 to 30 minutes later, they came back down scared shitless. They had heard people up there with them running around making noises, and they never saw anybody, but it sounded like there were people around them following them at all times. And my dad said there were only, I think, three of them down on the first floor besides the two people in IT.
Oh.
So something was up there making it known. And from what I was told, it did not sound like anything small, like any animals or whatnot. It was definitely people making sounds and running around.
And, like, no chance there's, like, you know, those dang old teenagers running amok.
No, not for something like this. The city has some issues, but if it's a government thing like that, there's no way there's teens getting into that without there being something going on.
I mean, I heard a rumor that it's like as long as a teen can fit his head in, he can squeeze his whole body through. Like I think that's the I'm not sure if that's correct, but that would be like that'd be biological. So if it's not that, then like, and I mean the fact that it's an old insane asylum, like what's causing those footprints? What do you think?
Yeah, it doesn't help that the place is also a morgue, so that's where everyone went to. So it was the whole package.
And like this is so like this, like obviously your dad's told you this, recount this story to you.
Yeah.
What was his kind of feelings on it?
He thinks there's something there, and he's kind of the more skeptical guy on quite a few things. You know, looks at a scientific idea of it, but deep down there's things that he knows he can't explain and that just are unnatural out there or paranormal, and he does not like to admit that. But we were around the campfire one night and he told that story, and it definitely sounded like he didn't want to believe it was something like that, but that's the only conclusion he could come to.
Interesting. So it's like, and what's your thoughts on it? Like, you,
I think there's something. I'm a believer in some of that stuff. I definitely think there would be something there.
How far is this place from like where you are now?
It's not that far. It's maybe like a 45-minute drive. But if I really want to see ghosts, I'm not that far from Gettysburg, and there's plenty to see there.
Yeah.
And I've done some things there and seen some things, but that's for another time.
Yeah. Just like have you ever like, does this place have a name? Like, if people are kind of wondering where it is, like, can you give people a direction to where it might be? So if maybe there's someone else who's had an experience.
I don't know what the actual name is. All I know is the old Harrisburg Mental Asylum. I think it might have been renamed after it shut down, and it's now just a place that parts of it just get rented out for occasional things like that.
Yeah.
So I know by the sounds of it, I think it's like somewhat government owned, so you can't really just go in for stuff like that, and it's not marketed as something like this.
Like, it's not run down. Like, it's not like dilapidated.
No.
There's like, you know, boarded up windows and you just crawl in, you know, rain's coming in. It's like still like a decent building, and that's why it's rented out.
Yeah, it's kept up enough for stuff to still happen.
Okay, so then that even makes it creepier, because it's not like there's no chance that you're getting like homeless people just wandering in, or vagrants, right?
Nope, you still have an open place there. It just nobody goes up to the top floors.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess for good reason. Well, I'm going to send an email right to Zach Baggins after that and see if we can get done here. Interesting. So anything else? Any other thoughts about it?
I just think there's something up there that I definitely believe there's probably some hauntings like that, like a lot of the other old mental asylums with everything that went on during those times. I mean, that was not a pretty time in mental health history.
So like when you think something's sticking around, do you think it, like, why do you think there's, why are you thinking around? Like, why are the ghosts stuck there?
It probably just had a miserable experience in its last, last time of its life, and it just sticks to that.
And it just... Yeah. Just kinda like,
I don't really think too much about the why. I just think about the what's happening. That gets too philosophical for me and too much into my faith, and then I start questioning too much.
Yeah, you start going down the rabbit hole. You're like, okay. I remember seeing this one thing where it's like we see these ghost footprints, and it's like maybe these ghosts, it's like the stone tape theory, where it's like these things are just kind of doing patterns what they did way back when they were alive. And people see these apparitions through walls and hear them through floors that shouldn't exist, is because there's been renos and stuff changes, but their path has never changed. I kind of thought that was a cool thought process on ghosts and stuff walking through walls. But
yeah, I mean, that happened at my old place I used to work at. It was an amusement park, and apparently the owner would walk around in the same path occasionally in the middle of the night.
Jesus.
Like the founder of the amusement park.
And Walt Disney?
Nope. Milton Hershey.
And he would just, and like an apparition?
Yeah, just certain paths that apparently the third shift would see on security.
Wild.
But Milton Hershey apparently likes to still visit Hershey Park.
Interesting. Well, if you've been in Hershey Park and you've seen the owner pacing around, what do you call it? Hey, thanks so much for calling in and sharing. I'm going to open the line for more callers, but I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, cheers. Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Woo! Cosmic channels are flying right now. Just like that, the lines are back open. Like I was saying before, I'm you know, every dollar raised for Cosmic Channels is going to go back into it. Hopefully we can get some nice call waiting and call hold, so we can hold five calls again. You know, all this stuff costs money, and we're going to crowdsource it all. So if you guys like that kind of thing, think about donating to the show. And just like that, we got another call on the line. Let's bring him on. Welcome to Cosmic Channels. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name's Steve. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Woo! How's it going, Steve?
Oh, wonderful. I just want to tell you about an experience that I had that you guys, through your show, helped my dreams come true. After listening to one of your case files recently,
right on.
Me and my wife, we went and purchased a home that we could not afford, but we signed it right at the bottom. We sat there in the mortgage office in my finest Budweiser sweats,
yeah.
Signed the paperwork, stood up, gave him a quick, gotcha, bitch. Yeah. That's it.
Now you're
so
proud homeowners.
So I just wanted to drop in real quick and thank you guys very much.
So it's all working out for you. Let me guess, you've been practicing this for a couple of weeks. It's not that complicated, bro.
20% of the time it works every time.
Yeah, and the other 80% it works too. So,
yeah, don't pay.
What are your thoughts on that? So obviously you're talking about our other podcast, Alien Theorists Theorizing. We had a guest on who's some people call them sovereign citizens, some people call them freemen of the land. Basically, free money. You don't have to pay anything. What were your thoughts on that interview?
I mean, I thought it was hilarious. I thought you guys had a very good take on it because when you first started, I thought it was going to be something like probably what you guys thought, like a in-depth conversation about, you know, the rights of American citizens and this and that. And yeah, it's just free money, but you know, hell with the socialists.
yeah. It's that was quite funny. I thought it was like, yeah, socialism sucks, but everyone should have free money, as much infinite
yeah,
amount
unlimited.
Of free money. Yeah. So, it was, I also found it quite humorous. We'll just say we were doing interviews and we said we were going to open it to, you know, crazier interviews. And that guy's publicist did not really pitch what that guy talked about. So we were a little taken aback, being like, what's going on here? We even had to have a discussion after the show, be like, are we okay to release that? Are we worried that anyone's going to follow what this guy says? And we had to re-listen and we're like, there's no way anyone listens to that and thinks, let's give this a shot. Other than
honestly, I thought it was great. I mean, I thought it was awesome. I love the show. I appreciate you guys doing it. And I mean, I think it was cool. I think it'd be funny to get some more stuff like that on.
Oh yeah. We're going to do more interviews. We have a legit person who says he's been abducted and has been to other planets coming on in January. So it'll be interesting. We just thought, you know, what the hell? Let's have some more people
awesome.
On there.
Yeah.
So, hey, thanks for the call. No. Unless you got a story, I'll let you go and open the lines back up.
No, that's it. Thank you much.
Beautiful. Thank you. Bye. Enjoy the new home. And just like that, the lines are open. Again, thank you to the chat. It's helping me live kind of tweak things. We ran a test call last week. Everything worked perfectly. Absolutely perfectly. Couldn't have worked better. And then, you log back on the Thursday after and nothing works exactly how it worked the following week. That's how it goes.
But, you know, as we're talking about everything, every dollar we raise here is going to go to towards Cosmic Channels, making it a better show. Thank you, Jeff Ventry, for sending in some money. Thank you, Clayton Killian, for sending. Love the show, he says. Really appreciate it. So, that, you know, there's two different ways of donating to the show. There's a PayPal button on the screen, or you can do the Super Chat stuff, or if you're already supporting Alien Theorists Theorizing on Patreon, you're already helping the show. So thank you all there. And the line's still open until we get a call. I'm going to read in a fan story that was sent in to us, and this is from Jordan B. Let me just make sure I was supposed to read his name before I read it. My name is Jordan, and I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. Love ATT and Cosmic Channels. Have been listening to you all since the Stan Romanek case file number 44 over 5 years ago. I think that's 6 years ago now. Still one of my favorite episodes. You guys are absolutely hilarious, and ATT is without a doubt my favorite podcast. I eagerly await every new episode. Anyway, on to the story. This story takes place about 4 years ago or so. I was visiting some family about 3 hours north of Indy. My mom didn't have a spare bedroom at her house at the time, and my grandpa was out of town. So my wife and I decided we'd stay at his house that night. My brother had one of two keys to his house, so he gave it to us. He lives nearby and visits my grandpa often. We go to bed about 10 p.m. and I wake up around 3 a.m. to what sounds like footsteps in the hallway outside of our room. My grandpa built the house. And it's about 60 years old and has some old wooden floors. So I thought maybe it was just normal creaking. But this sounded very distinctly like someone walking back and forth in the hallway several times. I was wide awake and not sleeping. Please don't sick the dream police on me. It's okay. We'll take it one dream a night. This kept me awake for several minutes because I didn't think anyone would be there at this time. And we had the only other key to the house beside the one my grandpa has. For some reason, I wasn't too scared. I just assumed it was maybe my grandpa walking around the house. So I fell back asleep and woke up a couple hours later. My wife and I were eating breakfast that morning, and out of the blue, she asked me if anyone else was supposed to be at the house that night or in the early morning. I said no. Not that I'm aware of. Why? She said. Well, I heard what sounded like someone walking back and forth in the hallway in the early morning several times. At this point, I kind of go pale. I said nothing about what I heard that night. And to hear her saying this solidified what I heard early that morning wasn't a figment of my imagination. It happened. We talked about it for a few minutes, trying to make sense of it. But basically, it came to the conclusion that it was mostly unexplainable. The doors were still locked. We had the only spare key. There was no sign of anyone being in the house. We never heard a car arrive or leave. I called my grandpa later that day and asked if he'd been in the house that morning, and he said no. He wasn't aware of anyone stopping by, especially not that early. This further cemented the eeriness of the event. My grandma passed away several years earlier, but not in the house, so I'm really unsure of what or who this was. But it definitely seemed paranormal to my wife and I, and we're both extreme skeptics. It's an event that has really stuck with us over the years. We've told many people, and it spooks everyone we tell. Nothing like it has ever happened to us before or since. Anyway, cheers, boys. Keep up the great work, and thanks for reading or sharing my story. Happy New Year, Jordan. Hey, thank you for sending that in. And it's creepy. I mean, I grew up in a house that had ghost footprints. Really kind of creepy thing to live with and hear, especially if you're just alone at night. If you are interested in not calling in and you want your story read on the air, you can email cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. That's cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. We need a call. 1-833-703-0424. Someone give me a call. Let's go. Woo! You ask and you deliver. Thank you. Let's get him on the line. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm back.
How's it going, Noah?
Pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. So how are you doing tonight so far?
Good, man. It's good. It's nice to be back on the lines. It's nice hearing people's stories, hearing their accounts of strange things. So it's fun. I'm working through technical difficulties through the whole thing. So it's fun. It's keeping me on my toes, keeping that mind sharp. What do you got for me tonight?
Well, I can't. Okay, so my memory's gone blank. Did I ever tell you my Ouija board story at all? Because I can't remember. I'm drawing a blank for some reason.
It doesn't pop into my head right away. So why don't you let's hear. I want to hear it.
Okay, so this happened around 2017. Now I am sitting in my room, minding my own business, until my friend calls me and says, invites me over to his house because he wants to try playing the Ouija board. I, of course, told him to screw off, but until he insisted that I don't have to actually play it, I could just sit there and watch. Next day, I go over to his house. It turns out he doesn't really have a Ouija board. He's just going to draw one on a piece of paper and cut out the bottom of a water bottle and use it as a planchet. I just roll my eyes and say, well, probably going to be harmless. And they start playing it. Nothing's really happening. And then I find out he doesn't really believe in it, and I'm just sitting there like, then why would you play it? And what's the point? So he goes off and plays video games in the other room while his you know, wife at the time decides to continue playing on her own. I, of course, refuse to put my hand on it regardless, because regardless, it's still a Ouija board to me. I don't like anything about that stuff.
Yeah.
So she starts playing it, and she starts asking the same usual questions, like, anybody here, you know, is anyone, any presence here, what's your name and whatnot. All of a sudden, I feel this weird sensation on my back as if someone is just right there. Not touching me per se, but it's just like someone's just right there looking down at me. And I say, is there someone behind me right now? She gives me this, and she gives me this weird look. I was like, huh? And the planchet just moves straight over to yes. And I'm thinking, hold on. I look back, and I call my friend, and he pops out from right behind the wall, and he's just like, yeah. And I said, did you move over here any chance? No, why would I? I said, okay. And as soon as he goes back, I turn back around, the feeling's still there. The feeling was there even when I was talking with them. So I said, okay, that's odd. So I start asking them questions like, what's your name? It answered with Andrew. And I said, okay, do I know you from somewhere? And it said school. And I said, oh, okay. And then I said, okay, well, where are you contacting us from? And it said, hell. And immediately I'm thinking to myself, oh, no. And that's when I start feeling something touching my back. Not like just one thing, but it felt like three things, and it was starting to dig into my back. And I realized what was going to happen. Because I know with the Z-O-Z-O, you make three marks on it, and that means you're just like, you're possessed kind of thing. That's what I've heard from Ghost Adventures or something like that. And I was just like, I ain't with that shit. So I immediately turned to her and I said, and I kept repeating, say goodbye now. Screw you. Say goodbye right now. And I mean it. And immediately she said, okay. She said goodbye. Went over the goodbye thing. I got up, flipped the middle finger to my friend, walked outside because I needed a breather. Oh, and I needed it bad because it was a lot. The whole apartment just felt heavy. I was like weighing down me. As soon as I walked out of that place, I felt like a breath of fresh air hit me. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, everything just felt like, oh, finally. And then he checked up on me a little while later, and then we just kind of sat there. We didn't talk much. And he apologized and everything, of course. And then that's pretty much the whole story of it, really.
So any chance they were messing with you?
If possibly, yes. But at the same time, I've always had that sensation, that weird feeling about me when something's not right.
Yeah. So why?
Usually, I can tell usually if it's them messing with me at times. This time, I did not feel as if I was being 100% messed with. I mean, maybe a little bit, but there was just things about it that just like
just didn't sit
it set me off. Like the whole the thing is there wasn't a bad vibe before we started playing it. It was only during it is when it just the whole I felt something just it hit me and I couldn't breathe or just couldn't everything just felt like I was just being forced into place. It just felt so heavy. I just couldn't breathe. That's why. I was just so relieved that I got out of there.
Now, realistically, why do you think, how do you think these boards work? Like, do you think it's the people, like the spirits drumming up through people? Do you think actually people are like, these ghosts are attracted to these Hasbro boards? What's your final thought on why these boards work?
For almost all people who play these things, there's always going to be one of two people. One person who has no belief in it, and then there's one person who absolutely has a belief in it.
Yeah.
And whoever has a belief in it, I feel like as if the spirit's going to draw to them most of all because they're the ones being drawn in. They're like, okay,
the board, I guess, yeah.
Yes. Yes, and that fear that they would have from it, the unknown of it, that's what the spirits look at them and say, okay, I can tell this person is going to have a lot of energy to draw onto. Let's draw onto them and forget everyone else.
Yeah. Interesting.
And I think that's what it drew to me on that day, so.
Noah, thanks for calling. I mean, it's not a Cosmic Channels if you're not calling in, sharing a story. So thank you for calling in and the first Cosmic Channels back.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to let you off the line. Much. Open the line back up.
All right.
And have a nice night.
You too.
All right. Cheers, buddy.
Have a nice night.
Ooh, and just like that, the lines are back open. If you want to call in and share your story, I will take a single dream. I will take a single dream a night, I said. So if you have a really wild dream that you wanted to share or a ghost story, a UFO account, cryptid sighting, or you just wanted to call and share a story or thought on a conspiracy or whatever you like, 1-833-703-0424 is the number to call. Give me a call. Share your story. I want to hear it. If you're sitting there ho-humming, do it. Call me. If you're listening to this post and you're overseas and you're in the UK or you're in Australia or New Zealand, I know we have some listeners down there, and you want to share your story but the timing never works out, if you email me at cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com, if I can get enough of you lined up, I will start a show. I'll do one show maybe a month at an early morning time for myself in order to give you the opportunity to share your story. So if you're down under or somewhere like that, like go ahead and, email me cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. I'll give someone like 1 minute to call in, or else I'm going to go. I have one other story, that's a little bit of a long one. So, if someone wants to call, now's the time. I'll give you just a couple of minutes. Let's check in on the chat going. Yeah, Aaron Goldberg says he's going to have to write in your stories, please. Yeah, cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. Definitely want to hear him, so send it in. I don't even know, to be brutally honest, I had such issues tonight that I don't even know if I'll be able to make a pod version out of this live one. We'll see if I can salvage, but I had some serious issues that I did not run into when I was doing the test record last week, when I thought I had everything figured out. I see someone saying, Zinger saying the Randomatron should be repurposed for Cosmic Channels. That's a good point. I mean, I could enter all these stories into the Randomatron as with, some stories from the UFO casebook. I really want this show to be fan-driven and grow it with fans sharing their stories, not so much me reading from a book. I don't mind reading the written in stories, but I want your guys' stories. That's what interests me on the show. Since we don't have a caller on the line right now, I'm going to read a story, and this is from Joe. This has actually been sitting in the Cosmic Channels podcast from the Gmail right when we canceled the show the last time. So here we go. This is a story you can read for the Halloween special. A little late for that, but feel free to use my name, Joe. Back a few years, around 2007, 2008, when I was heavily involved in ghost hunting with a few friends, and eventually we added a couple of mediums to our group. We used to do a whole cemetery thing, but also went down the road of researching other historical places around the city and investigating those, as well as getting into the lore of stories of the places. This story is about my dad's house. My dad's house was an old post-World War II Queenslander photo attached, so all made of solid hardwood compared to modern construction houses where you have plaster sheets nailed to a subframe. Once I started to get tuned into the spiritual world, yes, Dan, if you're involved in it enough and have the right coaches from experienced people, you can open up to being more sensitive to the ghostly presence. You've just got to be open and willing to believe, and eventually you can pick up subtle changes around you. Though all my ghost hunting and my medium friends guiding what to look for, how to tune into ghosts and spirits, it wasn't long until I started noticing things happen around the house. Eventually, I started to regularly notice shadow spirits around the house from the corner of my eye. They were there for a fleeting moment before disappearing again, and this happened mostly in the kitchen, but in other rooms as well on occasion. After a while, I started to notice that when I had a shower, the bathroom mirror would fog up, as they do when you have a hot shower. I start seeing a basic female face outline in the mirror fog. I would even occasionally wipe the mirror with my towel, just in case it was the finger smudges or whatever was causing the face outline. And fair enough, a couple days later, the face would be back again. I can confirm for sure that there's been at least one death in the house, as my dad had his accountancy office set up in the front of the house for a while, and one of his clients said he was friends with the son of a guy who had hung himself under the house about 20 years prior. I spoke to my medium friends about these happenings, and they decided to visit the house to investigate it further. As soon as they walked through the front gate, they said that they were told by an angry spirit of an older man to get off my land. They believe this to be the spirit of the original owner of the home from back in the day, who must have died on the property many decades ago. My medium friends also mentioned the spirit of the suicide guy was still hanging around. I hadn't mentioned this to them before they visited, only told them that there was a high level of paranormal activity in the house. But this spirit just stayed quietly in the background, minding his business, if you will. They also mentioned two young children, a brother and sister spirits, who had previously lived in the house and were supposedly murdered. According to my friends, these two were always hiding in the ceiling space, as they were scared of the old man spirit. They also mentioned the girl who I had been seeing in the mirror. Allegedly, it turns out she also committed suicide in the house by cutting her wrists in the bathtub, and she was only a late teenager. I started to go down the road of meditation to try and contact any of these spirits, and through this, I was able to find at least what I think the name of the girl was, which was Judy. Through further meditation and trying to contact the spirits of the boy and girl one night, I received a very vivid dream of a boy and a girl on a swing set in the park. I was just watching them on the swing, and then a dark shadow rose from behind the swings and grabbed one of the kids and swallowed it into the darkness. And then a minute later, the shadow grabbed the other kid and swallowed it into the darkness as well. And then it was just an empty swing set. One night, I was lying in bed and was just about to fall asleep when I felt something on top of the duna next to me, as if something had laid down on the bed next to me on the top of the duna. I don't know what a duna is, but I'm sure Australian listeners know what a duna is. They're going to make fun of me. I could feel the duna pressure down a little bit to me, maybe the mattress. I believe this to be the spirit of Judy. My medium friend said that this spirit took a liking to me and felt kind of safe when I was around or something, hence why she always appeared in the bathroom mirror trying to somewhat signal me that she was present. Going back to the point I said earlier about the solid wood walls, These walls are made of solid hardwood construction, approximately 1 inch thick. In my bedroom, I had double glass door pictured that went into the enclosed veranda. To the side of the was a wall about 3 feet wide. On this wall hung an oil painting that was just one of my dad used to have in his office. It was just a generic country scene, nothing special, but when I waved the EMF detector near the wall randomly, like Brayden does, where the painting was, it always spiked high-level EMF. I could test it any time during day or night, and this one wall would always spike. This was very strange because there were no wires off anything electrical on either side of that warm, and because it was solid, there was no wires inside the wall and nothing electrical anywhere near the section of wall on the other side that could trigger the EMF meter. So it's safe to say that the house is extremely haunted, although none of the spirits ever seemed to mean harm or move stuff from what I could tell. After a couple years, I moved out and got married, and let's just say it wasn't the last haunted house I've lived in, but I'll save those stories for another time. Keep up the awesome work with the shows and stay cool, boys. Looking forward to more Canadian Mongoose stories and making many more memes in the future. That's from Joe. Thank you for sending that in. It's like interesting story to see someone who's like actively ghost hunting and actively practicing like meditation and stuff, who's like seeing these things. So really cool. Anyways, the Cosmic Lines are open. We got 5 more minutes. I want one more call. Come on. 1-833-703-0424. Let's get it. I want to hear one more call before the end, or we can just wrap it up a little early. Totally up to you. And just like that, you ask the universe and the universe delivers. Cosmic Channels, you're on the line. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Agent Anderson from Santa Rosa, California.
What's going on, Agent Anderson? The only agent who's ever failed to poison me in person.
It was a good attempt, though, you got to admit.
It was a good attempt. It was a phenomenal attempt. I don't even know what just happened there. I got a weird alert of singing Maester Daniel. I'm like, I don't even know how that happened. But anyways, What do you got for me tonight?
Well, I had a dream.
Yeah. I said I would take a dream. So you're the one dream. Let's hear the dream.
No, I'm just kidding. No. I do have a good dream story, but maybe for another time. Actually, okay. I wanted to talk about, because you had that recent episode where the guy said basically just stop paying your mortgage. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the way banks work, because most people probably don't think of it this way. But it's absolutely insane if you think about it. So I don't know how it is in Canada, but here the traditional mortgage when you buy your house is an 80-20 mortgage. So you put 20% down and the bank covers the other 80% for the cost of the house, right?
Yeah.
So if you're buying a $100 house, so just keep the number simple, you put down $20 and the bank puts down $80.
Yeah.
Then if
I don't find this shit that complicated, bro.
Yeah. So if you default on the loan, the bank takes your house, right?
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is the bank's not actually putting down $80 because of the fractional reserve system. They're only putting down $8. So in other words, you're putting down $20, they're putting down $8. And if you default, they keep everything.
Yeah.
But it's even worse than that because instead of $8, they're actually putting somebody else's money down, not even their own money. They're putting down deposits. So the whole thing is just like a really big scam. They're not even putting down their own money. They're putting somebody else's money. You're putting down more, and then you lose your house if you can't make your payments.
Yeah.
It's a crazy scheme.
Well, unless you write without recourse on the bottom of your, when you sign for your mortgage.
Damn it, I forgot to do that.
Well, you're stuck in the rat race now, my friend.
I know. What can you do?
What was your thoughts on that guy? What was your thoughts on that guy practicing a year and a half?
To be honest, I couldn't even get through the whole episode. It was just really hard to listen to.
Yeah, no, I agree, dude. It was, we struggled. We struggled with that one because we were like, holy shit. God damn, man, that was painful. What was this? This is not what we were pitched.
Yeah, I just skipped to the after hours because the after hours was actually really funny. You guys are basically just talking shit the whole time.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Well, you have to like, especially when you have someone that's that frustrating and like saying absolute nonsense. Like literally the guy said, as someone joked about earlier, 20% of the time this works every time. And the other 80% of the time it works too. And you're like,
yeah,
so it works 100% of the time. Like how's your math doing, bro? Like it's frustrating.
Yeah, I think your guy's assessment that this guy's going to be in jail in a couple of years, I think that's probably accurate.
Oh yeah, it was. It's very interesting. So if you're listening to this through Cosmic Channels, and you're interested in what we're talking about, we did an interview with a guy. I think it's case file 301 on alien theorizing. You can go check that out. It's a hard listen. It's not our best work, but the end, I would say the last 20 minutes are kind of funny. And if you're on our Patreon, the after hours are pretty funny. But 100% people in the chat, 100% going to jail, without a doubt.
Hey, everybody's got some duds once in a while. It's not a big deal.
You know what, though? Honestly, that interview probably generated some of the most hilarity from people's comments and frustrations and sending us pictures. And, like, you know, we've gotten emails about it, about, like, people making jokes about now having free money. They're like, hey, thanks to you guys. I'm now traveling the world. I can't get another visa, though. Can you send me money? I'm stuck in Thailand. Like, stuff like that. We're like, that's pretty funny. So, it is what it is. Why don't you pitch your show, Agent Anderson? I know you got a rival show. Pitch it.
Oh yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it's a rival show. I mean, you know, we kind of do own thing.
Friends of friends.
Yeah.
Friends
of the show.
Yeah.
Hey, I think the more of us there are, the bigger the community gets, so it's all better. But yeah, I got a podcast called All Things Strange, and we do, you know, similar stuff. We talk about whatever we feel like that week, you know, conspiracies, UFOs, paranormal, that kind of thing. Kind of similar, but it's different too, so.
So, while I'm on, what do you think, since we're, you know, I'm going to ask you real quick, this little hot quick questions here. What UFOs, like, are they here? Aliens, are they here? Are they muddling around? What are your thoughts? What's your personal thoughts?
At first, years ago, I wasn't totally convinced, but the more I've looked into certain cases, I think there's a lot of evidence that we are being visited in some form. If you look at especially historical cases, you know, from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, where there's these crafts that we're seeing that we're doing maneuvers that we couldn't do then and that we probably still can't do today. And there's just so many of these cases with fantastic evidence. My favorite is probably the 1966 Michigan swamp gas sightings, where you have hundreds of witnesses all over the place. And if you dig into the Blue Book files, you can see people reporting similar things all over the country. So that one was really good. And there's this craft that is able to, from a dead stop, to shoot across to wherever at a very high rate of speed, so fast that you can't even really see it moving from a dead stop. We don't have that now, and we didn't have it then.
Yeah.
So what is it? I don't know. It's not a mirage. It's not a ball lightning. It's, what could it be? I don't know. It's a structured craft, as all the witnesses said. It was made out of metal. So who knows? But I think that there's enough evidence to say that probably we are being visited. And our own military came to that conclusion a long time ago with the estimate of the situation.
Now, have you ever heard of the Exeter incident?
The Exeter incident. I don't think I'm familiar with that one.
Okay, so you would like that one. We just did it. It's, you know, a little plug for my own show there. That comes out Monday. It's really interesting. It doesn't have as many witnesses as the swamp gas one, but the witnesses are credible. What it does have is it has an unbelievable amount of temps from the military and the Air Force absolutely trying to disprove what happened and just falling flat on their face every time they try to like open their mouth to be like, this is what it was. Literally, like at one point they're like, listen, everything you guys think you saw that night was just the Air Force base. The lights were turning on. And to prove it, we're invite everyone from the town who believes this nonsense into this field. And at sundown, we'll turn on the lights to show you that it's just the lights from the Air Force base. They're like training lights. So everyone comes to this field and they have like Air Force officials on radios being like, okay, everyone, are you ready? Hit the lights. And the Air Force turns on the nearby Air Force base, turns on the lights. And they're like, turn on the lights. And they're like, the lights are on. And they're like, oh. Everyone's standing in the field and like, you can't see the lights. And they like Air Force like officials like just slink away as like the townspeople are like jeering them, like making fun of them, like, yeah, you losers. It's absolutely fascinating of what happened. And like, you had police officers see this thing and former like Air Force veterans that were like, this was not a plane. This was silent. It had a flashing light pattern. We've never like that. Nothing we have. It was making moves that we cannot make in our aircrafts. Interesting. You'd love it. Check it out. Exeter incident.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at it. Sounds really interesting. And that's pretty common with a lot of these cases. They go out of their way to come up with explanations that don't make any sense to try to convince people that what they saw wasn't really, yeah, you know, a UFO.
100%.
My favorite is the Illinois 2000 case where people saw a giant structured triangle-shaped craft, and the official explanation was Venus.
Yeah, dude.
Or at least that's what the skeptics said.
And no one, I love nothing more when they're like, listen, I don't know if you guys know this before, like anyone who's seen UFO signs, they're like, listen, I don't know if you've looked up the sky, but there's these things up there called stars, and you probably just got yourself confused with your little pea brain, looking up, seeing the twinkly lights up there. Those are called stars. That's what you saw. You're like, no, I know what stars are. I've seen them. I've never once looked at Venus in the early morning and be like, oh my God. Oh, it's coming at me. Oh, it mixed the swamp gases causing atmospheric refraction. Oh, no, there's a sun dog up there. Oh my God. Like, no, that never happens. It's crazy. It always makes you laugh when those are the, you know, or any of experienced pilots and they're like, yeah, they must have got turned around up there. Jupiter was out there that night. Really freaked them out. These guys are dive bombing the UFOs.
We just did the Gorman dogfight, and they said the official explanation was a weather balloon in Jupiter.
Yeah.
They're like, wait a minute. Come on. This guy's got combat experience, and he's going to get fooled by a weather balloon in Jupiter? Get out of here.
He was in a legit dogfight with this thing. I'm a layman. I don't know a lot about weather balloons, but I don't think they're... What was he in? What was the plane he was in? A P-90 or P-90? I can't remember.
P-51.
I do not think, just in my layman monkey brain, I don't think that a weather balloon is going to be outrunning that, like, ever, where he's chasing it and then it's chasing him. It just seems ludicrous.
If you look at the official explanation says that, well, none of the ground witnesses actually saw the craft maneuvering. But if you look at the Blue Book files and the witness statements, the witnesses did see the craft maneuvering around. So they actually did witness part of the dogfight, but they were going so fast and they went far. So I'm guessing they didn't see the entire thing.
Yeah.
But the official explanation is automatically disproved if you bother to look at the original statements of the witnesses. They're lying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Jupiter. we told you it. Anyway, that's a wild one. Anderson, I'm going to have to get you to call back in, and we should do, plan that, like, you know, you don't have to call every week if you don't want to, but you know, when you're thinking you want to call the Cosmic Challenge, you got a story or something, maybe we'll do a quick little, if you have like whatever your case file was or whatever your case was that you were recently talking about, we can do 5-minute UFO little nuggets for people.
Yeah, we do a lot of weird stuff, too. Like, maybe next time I'll call in and talk about the RFK assassination. That was a weird one.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
We'll save that for another time, though. I'm going to open the lines for one last call. Thank you so much for calling into the Cosmic
All Channels. Right. Well, thanks for opening up the channels again. We all enjoy the show, and I'll catch you guys later.
Take care, buddy. And just like that, the Cosmic Channels is open for the last time tonight. I did start a little late, so if anyone else was hoeing or humming about calling the Cosmic Channels line, call right now, 1-833-703-0424. I will take one last call before I shut it down for the night. I'll set a timer here, and if we can get a call on before the timer runs out, I'll take one last call. If not, we'll just get out of here. But we're trying to grow this... Oh. I love it. Thank you so much. Let's bring this person on. It's Cosmic Channels. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Clayton.
What's going on,
Clayton? I'm calling from Iowa.
Iowa. What's going on, buddy? What are you calling? What's your story tonight?
So I used to work at a elementary school that was built on a Indian burial ground.
Yeah, 100% haunted. I like it.
Yeah, it is. One night I was working, minding my business. I was actually listening to one of your podcasts, and all of a sudden these board games start playing all around, like musical ones for preschoolers.
Oh yeah, okay. Like Jumanji, that, Jumanji style, you're hitting the drums?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of creepy shit went on there. Like, you could hear people walking down the hallways on linoleum, whatever the hell you say.
Linoleum.
On the floor.
Linoleum?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah. You could hear people walking down it, and you turn around, no one would be there. Lights would start flickering.
And what was this? What was the name of the school again?
South Tama.
And where is it located? I just want to know, because if anyone ever listens that went there, they can call in and share their account too.
That's when I was a janitor there.
Oh, you
worked there.
So if anyone else has worked there or gone there, like that's what I want. So is most of the stuff happen at night then?
Oh yeah.
So what's the creepiest thing that happened then to you?
I was cleaning preschoolers, one of their classrooms, and some board games started going off randomly, lights flickering.
What do you think it was?
Probably people the Indians pissed that they rebuilt on them.
Built over top of the burial site.
The burial grounds, yeah.
And just like, is this a, do you still work there?
I do not.
Did anyone else that you worked with like hear or see anything?
Yeah, I talked to some of my coworkers that worked there, and they said, yeah, I don't work there. And they also told me to stay away from working at our middle school. That was the most haunted place.
They're just like creepy places to work, like at night, especially.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And our middle school actually was a bomb shelter back in the 1900s. That was refurbished to a middle school.
Oh, that's an interesting change of venues. So was that one just as haunted?
They say that was more haunted.
And did you hear any stories that what happened there?
Just the same thing, lights flickering, stuff turned on and off, projectors going off, stuff like that.
Like, would you, like instances, like when you're saying like stuff going on, like you leave a room, the lights are off, you come back around the corner, lights are on kind of thing?
Yeah.
Any chance, like, are you working alone or is there any chance that there's someone in there like, I'm going to fuck with them?
I'd always be working alone.
Okay, so there's like little to no chance that there's someone fucking with you then, like a coworker or something.
Yeah.
All right, creepy. So if you think it's ghosts, like, do you think they're trapped here? Why do you think they don't go somewhere else? What's your thoughts on that?
I have some friends that live on the settlement still, and they say it's from their ancestors that they want to be with their family still.
Oh, that's a good point. So it's like they're just it's, you know, their land and they want to be where their family was. Makes sense. It adds up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in Cosmic Channels. You're going to be the last caller of the night. Really appreciate the calling.
Well, thank you for having me on.
No problem, man. Hey, take care of yourself.
You as well.
All right. Bye. And with that, the Cosmic Lines are now closed. Just before I head out, there's ways to support the show. You want to see this show continue. Please spread the word. Tell your friends. Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's grow the show. I'll do kind of a Friday shareholder meeting on Instagram. I'll post how all our followers looking, how the last night's stream did, how many callers we had, and that kind of stuff, so we can all kind of help the show grow together. I'm going to put every dollar that we raise on PayPal or the Super Chat back into the show. So, you know, the things that I would like to get going right away, first off, is I'd like to upgrade the lines again so we can have, you know, a nice voicemail, the call waiting, maybe five people in the queue rather than just the one. I mean, it's ideal for now. It works fine, but that's the first thing I'd like to upgrade. And then, you know, we'll go from there. But that's the first thing that I'm using the money for, and some hosting fees and stuff like that that it would be nice to cover. It's all fan driven. It's your show. I just host it. The Cosmic Lines are now closed, and we will see you next week.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.